Next question is Claudie Dennis Dechow, DECHOW. That's a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for erectile physiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 75-year-old male with atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent cardioversion 2 times in the past period. Patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation. Patient is placed on amiodarone, and in spite of that, patient still has a recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Patient's left ventricular ejection fraction is 45% to 50% period. Completing a shortness of breath, dizziness, decreased exercise tolerance associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, LKS 5 mg 2 times daily, amiodarone 200 mg daily, losartan potassium 50 mg daily, metoprolol succinate 50 mg daily, multivitamins, and niacin period. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denying reason, weight gain, or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As for a history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated, no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 130 over 90, pulse is 70 to 80, and irregular respiration, 16. Weight is 269 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6 is totally normal, heart of the external border. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Clicking machine number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, cardiomyopathy. Recommendation, patient cardiomyopathy is most probably secondary to atrial fibrillation period. Patient failed medical therapy as well as cardioversion period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis, and even death period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.